God's not dead, no, he's alive. God's not dead, no, he's alive. God's not dead, no, he's alive. I feel him all over me. Happy Sunday, guys, and happy Easter Sunday celebration. I am super excited. You know why? Because Jesus is the reason for the season, and I am so glad to be able to see the light of today. It's not about power, neither is it about my might, but God has been so faithful. I hope you had an amazing worship service wherever you worship today, because I just had, you know, a glorious Sunday service with my family, and it was awesome. It was refreshing, and I am glad. I'm so glad to worship the name of the Lord today. It's a favorite radio cupid. Adeleko Oluwa Fumilala Jemima, you want to know the workers, of course, the Fumilala of Africa. And on today's segment of Talk the Talk, I am going to be talking about Easter and how you can enjoy Easter even in a time like this. Yes, so Easter arrived amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, with so many of us, you know, quarantined in our own homes. As the virus continues to sweep around the world, the inevitable enemy we are battling has launched a siege on our spirit. Easter is the business of God clearing the world outbreak. And the meaning of an antitope is that God has gone ahead, you know, to campaign with Jesus Christ to open the millions of doors to people who trust him. So Easter isn't just about something we celebrate once in a year, but every day we wake up to follow Christ. The hope we have in Jesus doesn't falter or fade amidst crisis or even pandemic. So many may be battling with burdens, you know, in our generation, and we are fighting faith on a daily basis, but our hope is not lost. Our hope is set firmly in what we are already accomplished through Christ Jesus' saving grace. His cross and his resurrection is enough for us to live. It's above any pandemic, it's above COVID-19, it's above coronavirus and the likes. So God is just an awesome being. And Jesus, as you know, he came to the world to die for our sins, and we are saved through Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. Yes, so shortly I'm going to be, you know, giving us tips on how we can enjoy our Easter celebration, our Easter Sunday, even in the midst of all this coronavirus pandemic. So number one, first things first, you have to be happy, and you have to know that Easter celebration is the same. Nothing has changed this year. Nothing has changed. Not even coronavirus can stop us from celebrating. We need to celebrate. We need to be happy. We need to be joyous, because this is a day the Lord has made. We will be glad, and yes, we will rejoice and be glad in it. So we've got to be happy. That's number one. Number two, you know, we can have services with our family and friends, or if you have to join an online service, maybe your church or what have you, just to make sure you're connected. You're connected via, you know, worship, via praise, via preachings, and all of that. So number two, dress yourself up and take memorable pictures. These things are key. On a normal day, if it was, let's say there was no COVID-19 pandemic and all, these are the normal things we will do. So why don't you just do it now? We don't have to wait. We don't have to say, oh, because there's pandemic in the world, we're not going to rejoice or celebrate or take pictures. My sister, my brother, take pictures, wear your clothes. If you are going to wear makeup today, wear makeup. If you're going to wear makeup on a day like this, even if there's no COVID-19, wear makeup. If you're going to be eating on a day like this, that there's no COVID-19, eat. All those things are really key. You know, connect people via calls. Thank God all networks are doing, I think, free SMS, right? Yes, so you don't have a reason not to text somebody. Text somebody today, reach out to them, make sure you reach out to them and tell them how loved they are. Let them know that Jesus loves them. So you can connect to your friends, your family, home and abroad, just to stay connected. It can be a video call, it can be voice call, it can be anything. the social media platforms you reach out to. Just do the ones that, you know, suit you. Then also do normal things you would do. Like I said earlier, if you're going to be making up today, initially, if there was not going to be if there was no COVID-19, so we should do them. And of course, if it's baking that you want to do today, why not bake? Nothing is stopping you from doing anything you want to do. And if you just want to sleep, if you just want to eat. I know that there's self-isolation in town now, so you just, you know, reunite with your family, have family talk, laugh, gist, and have fun. And of course, cook a meal. In fact, this part of cooking is really key. Like, someone will say, oh, so no jollof rice today because this COVID-19 thing has disturbed. No, cook delicious meal, have fun, be happy. Jesus is a reason for the season, and I pray that as you continue to celebrate today, the Lord is going to continually be with us, and the joy of the Lord will never cease in our homes. Like, I'm gonna be going back to my family to catch up. So guys, have an amazing Sunday and a happy Easter. Shouting out to everybody, I love you. See your radio Kapit Adeleko Oluwafemi signing out on Talky Talk. Have fun guys, bye for now.